Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Obama administration is suing Arizona. The Justice Department has filed suit in federal court challenging the constitutionality of Arizona's tough new immigration law, otherwise known as SB 1070. The law requires state and local police to question and possibly arrest those who exhibit reasonable suspicion of being in the country illegally. The Justice Department says that's a job for the feds, not local law enforcement. Here now is a Takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
So we've kind of known that this lawsuit was coming for quite some time. You were not surprised that they finally filed in federal court.
No, not surprised. We were expecting this. But I think the real interesting thing about this lawsuit filed yesterday in federal district court in Phoenix by a whole slew of U.S. attorneys is the substance. You know, the controversy around this is, you mentioned that the arrest procedure. If somebody is already arrested and the police suspect them of being illegal, they have to request papers, they have to question them. This lawsuit mentions that legal people could be harassed under that policy, but it's not the basis for the suit. There's no Fourth Amendment, you know, illegal search and seizure claim in this case. This claim turns on the Supremacy Clause, saying that immigration is a federal responsibility, like defense. You know, Arizona or Idaho can't raise an army and attack Canada. They're not allowed to do that. In the same way, they can't set their own immigration policy that undermines what this case calls, what this suit calls, the national security interests and the diplomatic relationships between the United States and Mexico and other countries.
And this really, it also puts pressure on Congress by arguing that this is a federal issue, that put pressure on Congress to pass a bill dealing with immigration.
And not just Congress, the president, too. And the politics of this are undeniable. You're right, Celeste. There were responses yesterday from all over the political spectrum, and they were sort of predictable. They kind of fell down around party lines. And don't forget, we're right before an election. Republicans from across the country, 19 Republicans in Congress, called this lawsuit a disgrace and said that President Obama is not living up to his responsibility to protect people. Senator John McCain of Arizona said something a little less incendiary, but basically said that this was an assault by the Obama administration. And then Democrats, Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, who we've talked about him on the show, leading voice for immigration reform, supported the lawsuit and the timing of the lawsuit, and then went on to attack Republicans in Arizona, making political statements. So there's no question this coming before an election and drawing battle lines on an immigration issue when the Obama administration's not going to deliver on comprehensive immigration reform before November.
And the Justice Department is also seeking an injunction to stop the Arizona law from going into effect on July 29th. We'll probably know pretty quickly if that's going to take place. Todd Zwillick is the Takeaway Washington correspondent.